Carol O'Forey.
That's right. Welcome to the show, everybody. What a beautiful Wednesday it is. The first one of the month of September, the 4th of September. And for many, it is Beyonce's birthday. But for us, of course, here on East Coast Radio, it is a Woman Crush Wednesday. And we've been wanting to have her in studio for a minute now. Award-winning musician, vocalist, composer, producer, facilitator, and Indigenous instrumentalist. What a title. Welcome, Zawadi. It's overdue.
Right?
Yeah.
We've been wanting to come back, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you in studio to kick off our wonderful Heritage Month. We're doing a lot of heritage stuff here on East Coast Radio. We've got Bugged, we've got bugs all over this beautiful heritage KZN of ours, full of heritage sites. Yes. And now we have you opening it up from a cultural perspective with music.
I'm so excited to be here.
So for someone who doesn't know anything about Zawadi, what does Zawadi do? What is your kind of music? Who are you?
Oh, who am I? Mm. My name is Zawadi Amungu. It's in Swahili language, and it means a gift from God.
Yes.
It's a direct translation of my name, my biological name, Nkosi Ngiphile. Mm-hmm. So my name is Nkosi Ngiphile. I was a gift to my parents, yes. And I'm about to be, I am a gift to the world right now.
Right. With your beautiful voice.
Yes.
With your absolutely sensational
voice.
Yeah,
I was born in Mandeni, yes. North of KZN, and I also live here in Inanda, Newtown A. Yes, shout-outs to my...
Right.
Yes, and I'm a musician. I'm a instrumentalist.
Yes.
Indigenous ones. I'm interested in the one that's not so popular anymore.
Yeah.
The ancient ones.
Yes.
As today I have umakhweyana, which is a bow instrument, and I also play a handpan. I also like umcingo, they know umcingo as a penny whistle. I'm also learning to play kora. I love those
Indigenous instruments.
Yes, instant instruments, if I can call it like that. It's beautiful. And now this is a perfect month to celebrate.
Yes! And you had to open it for us. Now, by the way, we're live on Facebook, so you can watch us in studio live on Facebook, and it's a treat. You got to watch us. You have a very interesting instrument that I've seen you with before, but please, for those watching on Facebook live, and then for those who are listening and can't see, what is this instrument? Just to describe it, it's a long stick with a little boliki and a string. That is the most simple explanation. What
that
is
you can
it?
Say.
Yeah.
That you can say, yeah? Mm. This is a long, it's a long stick.
Yeah.
As Carol has said, with a curtain wire.
Okay, curtain wire.
Yes. Mm-hmm. With a calabash, in Zulu, iswela.
Mm-hmm.
And then the calabash is for resonance.
Yes.
And the resonator and the overtones of the instrument.
Wow. And it's so African, the calabash.
It's African. Mm-hmm. The instrument is also called ugubu. Mm-hmm. I know some of you knows this instrument on Princess Magogo, who used to play the similar instrument. The instrument is from the same family, and the Xhosa people have the same instrument, but they call it uhadi.
Okay.
The only difference between the uhadi and umakhweyana that I'm having now is the calabash is right at the bottom.
Right.
Yes, and the curtain wire is just open.
Wow.
There is no middle string.
Right.
Just like mine. So you are able to play uwadi. You hold or pinch the wire.
Ooh.
And then when you push it out, then it gives you another note.
Wow.
But my instrument, umakhweyana, you just play another note and another note, because it has these two notes.
Wow.
On it, on the same string, on one string. It's amazing.
Uh-huh.
An instrument with just one string, but can it be able to give you
so many notes,
wow. Right? The wisdom of our
ancestors
and great parents.
Yeah.
Right?
Incredible. Okay. No more talk, Zawadi. No more talk. We need to hear your beautiful voice, hear your beautiful instrument. It's Heritage Month. Open it for us with your beautiful vocals.
Thank you. I'd love to start with this song. The soul in me sees the soul in you. Namaste. Sawubona. Thank you.
the soul in you. Namaste. Sawubona. The soul in me sees the soul in you. Namaste. Sawubona. The soul in me sees the soul in you. Namaste. Sawubona. Sawubona. The soul in me sees the soul in you. Namaste. Sawubona. The soul in me sees the soul in you. Namaste. Sawubona. 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 Hello. Hello, Sawubona, Avusheni, Mangwanani, Dumelang, Sawubona, Siyanibulisa, Ngiyawubona umphefumulo wakho, ubonana nowami, siyaxhumana, siyazana, siyabingelelana, Sawubona, Sawubona, Namaste. Hello. Hello, 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 hello. Avusheni, mangwanani, dumelang. Hello, sawubona, sawubona, ndaya. Oh, namaste, namaste.
Zawadi, wow. That's a beautiful song. The soul in me sees the soul in you. And from judging from that music, it's about seeing everybody culturally for who they are, like just celebrating and seeing
greeting
that,
one another.
Greeting one another. Talk to us more about why this song.
This song was I get emotional singing this song. It's a very special song and it was composed by my manager. Imagine Buhle Mabanga, who is a yoga teacher.
Right.
So she created this song, and I think it's a beautiful song, especially for meditation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it fits perfectly for a calm mind.
Yeah, which we all need.
We all need that. We need to be calm. We need to ground ourselves. So while listening to the song, while the song is playing, telling you to acknowledge one another, acknowledge one's presence, acknowledge one's ancestors, acknowledge one's angels, you know. So we see each other, we respect one another. The soul in me sees the soul in you. Namaste.
Namaste.
So when I say sawubona, then I say dumelang, then I say avshen, mangwanani, in all different languages, just to say I greet you. I see you.
I see you. Well, more with Zawadi, you in for a treat, more performance, all of that, just to open this Heritage Month, and we'll do it all next.
Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.
It's a Woman Crush Wednesday. We got an amazing vocalist, instrumentalist, composer, writer, everything. And she's from right here in KZN, Northern KZN to be specific. Zawadi is how everybody knows her and loves her. Zawadi Yamungo. There we go. We've been chatting off air about many, many things. But I think the big one, I guess I have to ask you, it's Heritage Month. And you are very proud of your heritage. But outside of that, I love how you've celebrated across the African continent. Your name, for example, Zawadi is a Swahili name, which is from East Africa. Mm-hmm. But you play an instrument that is indigenous to South Africa. Yes. And you also celebrate, you know, Indian heritage and so on. I love how you've brought everybody's heritage into your celebration. Yes, you can sing. Actually, just prove the people, prove to the people and give us a line or two in your Hindi vocals.
Lege jagale ke pire hasirate ho na ho shayad pire se janam mein mlaka te ho na ho.
I love it. I told you guys you're in for a treat. By the way, if you want to watch us live, you can watch us on Facebook. We are live on East Coast Radio's Facebook page. It's Heritage Month. We are doing heritage. We're kicking it off with, I think you're an icon in indigenous music in South Africa. Something so needed. And people kind of forget. And when they hear you perform, we are reminded the importance of our indigenous language. And of course, the importance of our indigenous cultures and sounds.
And I'm happy to have achieved that through the song, the single that is out. It says Ngimuhle, and it's an affirmation of reminding our people that they are beautiful, reminding our people to embrace themselves, reminding our people to embrace who they are and self-acceptance. I know this is also for men, but mostly it's for women. You know, we turn to try so hard to fit in the world that is changing and evolving all the time, right? And then we tend to not to have so much of confidence boost on ourselves, you know. But with the song, I'm just saying, guys, we are beautiful. Our hair are beautiful. And our hair, there's so much connection through hair to the antenna as well. There's so much connection to your hair, to God, you know, the connector. We connect through hair to our ancestors. We just need to sit down and look back and remind ourselves and check how our grand people or grandparents were living and the history behind that in order for us to be able to move forward and to know where are we going. We just need to know and celebrate ourselves every day and not trying to imitate anyone's culture, because our culture is also beautiful. We just need to embrace it with love and confidence.
I love it. The floor is yours. Your next song, introduce it and please do perform it.
Mawubani nwele zami zingome ngoba zinhle. Mawubani nwele zami zingome ngoba zinhle. Mawubani bala lami lingome ngoba lihle. Hey, ibala lami lihle. Amabele ami mahle, ifika yami inhle, isinqe sami sihle, ukuhamba kwami ukuhle, isitho sami sihle, ibala lami lihle, mina ngintsundo futhi ngimuhle. Ayayayayayaya ngaze ngamuhle. Ayayayi hey. Mawubani nwele zami zincome ngoba zinhle. Hayi nwele zami. Mawubani nwele zami zincome ngoba zinhle. Ibala lami lihle. amabele ami mahle ifika yami inhle futhi nomkhaba wami muhle bathi isinqe sami sihle ayibone swapha sami sihle bathi upetelo wami ke awuhle bathi iziqhomo zami ayibo zinhle mina ngintsundo futhi ngimuhle mina ngimuhle 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 nebala lami ibala lami elintsundu ngimuhle neinwele zami nama ngayifakanga nefrontal ngimuhlehle ngimuhlehle muhlehle ngimuhlehle muhlehle ngimuhlehle muhlehle ngimuhlehle hey my hair is beautiful my style my crown my godly connector my hair is my signature ibalalam lise amabele a mase umkhaba wami muhle igwegwe lami lihle ibala lami lihle imqondo yami mihle isinqe sami sihle amabele ami
download the song, you can stream the song on all digital platforms. It's available. It was released on the 31st of July. I'm also celebrating that the song is a month old right
yes,
now
yes,
and it's
yes.
doing so well. I love the support that I get.
Yeah,
I don't take it lightly.
Yeah.
I appreciate everyone who's supporting me,
yeah,
who's
you.
Streaming the song. On TikTok, they're using the song, combing their hair.
I love it.
You know, the videos and everything. On Instagram, everyone is really, really supporting me on this journey and on this beautiful song as well.
Thank you so much. Sawadi, I would have loved to do another song, but time is just not on our side.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. But you can follow her all social media platforms, Sawadi Yamangu. And, of course, she's got shows coming up. Everything's up on your social media. We
yes.
can catch up with you, right?
Yeah, please. But on the 7th of September,
yes,
Saturday, this coming Saturday,
yes,
at the Playhouse, tickets are 180 Rand at Web Ticket, or Pick and Pay.
Love
I'm
it.
Part of the Women in Comedy. It is presented by Nonto R.
Yes.
There's a beautiful lineup. There's Kanyisa Bunu, there's Pesh with Tash, there's Kevin Goldstone, there's Ntosh Madlingozi, Mangaliso Mhlongo, and your esteemed queen, Sawadi Yamungu.
Thank you so much.
We'll
bless
be performing.
You.
Thank you so much.
All the best. That is Sawadi Yamungu. What a beautiful Heritage Month kickoff for us. Thank you again for hanging out with us.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
Carol O'Fori, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.